May and June are graduation months in the United States. Rose Laquong was one student who proudly accepted a degree in biology and anthropology from Colorado University this spring. Now she's thinking about going to medical school. In the meantime, she's staying in the western United States and sharing a house with a female friend. She says if she'd remained in South Sudan, her life would probably be very different.
One of the things that I stepped back from going to medical school is like, oh, I'm 26 now. And how many more years am I going to go? And am I going to have a family? And how will people view me? Because I know my age mate, like my group, like my friends, but they already have kids.
Laquong says she frankly doesn't know how to answer that question. She says relations between men and women are different when a woman has an education. On the one hand, she says she likes being able to say more than yes and I'm sorry to men.
Now I can defend my, opinion. If they say something, and if I know it's not right, now I can defend. Say, oh, it's wrong because of 1, 2, 3.
But on the other hand, she says some men worry that educated women don't need them.
Because how they think that men are always supposed to provide for everything. But once they see a woman who is educated, they think that, oh, they can kick you out of the house at any time.
What Laquong hopes for is respect. She wants to go back to South Sudan and help pregnant women deliver their babies safely. Her education, she says, might make people listen to her advice. Mario Bol, for one, thinks Laquong's independence is a positive. Bol is a 37-year-old graduate student who's been living in the U.S. for over a decade. He's not married either.
At home, women especially, they are seen as poverty. Once they get married, one has to pay dowry. So that makes it very difficult for them, for the girls, to exercise their independence. But here in the U.S., they're free, they can do anything they want. If one decides not to get married, it's their choice. If you want to get married, then that's fine. But compared to the ones at home, the ones that are in the U.S. are free.
But Benjamin Machar, who is also a single graduate student living in Washington, D.C., cautions against thinking there are no rules here. He points out that laws and society limit people's freedom, even in the U.S., and that there are strengths and weaknesses in every culture.
Family is very important. And there are things that when we are here, we do not like them, especially the divorce rate.
Machar says broken families are one of the biggest concerns of the South Sudanese community in the U.S. And he points out that preserving one's family, even while pursuing an education and adapting to life in a new country, is an issue for both women and men. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.